AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a murder suspect still at large in New York City. The CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, was shot and killed on a sidewalk outside his Manhattan hotel.
I want to be clear. At this time, every indication is that this was a premeditated, pre-planned, targeted attack.
Thompson was going to speak at an investor conference. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says this is all happening as people are gathering at Rockefeller Center.
Millions of people will be enjoying the tree lighting tonight, among other holiday events, and the NYPD will be out there with them, keeping them safe.
The suspect was last seen in Central Park. The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold Tennessee's ban on medical treatment for transgender minors. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The issue is whether the law violates the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, since the statute bans puberty blockers and hormone treatments for those minors, but allows them to be used for other purposes. Chief Justice John Roberts says the Constitution leaves the question of regulating medical procedures to law. Lawmakers.
Rather than to nine people, none of whom is a doctor.
And Justice Brett Kavanaugh joined other conservatives in saying while there are strong arguments on each side,
why isn't it best to leave it to the democratic process?
The court's liberals disagreed.
When you're 1% of the population or less, very hard to see how the democratic process is going to protect you.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Blacks were a much larger part of the population and it didn't protect them.
The Biden administration argues a ruling in favor of Tennessee could be used to justify nationwide restrictions on transgender care for minors. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Wall Street stocks finished higher, the Dow up 308 points. This is AP News. A longtime Democrat, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says he will run for governor of Michigan as an independent.
Duggan says that's because there are a lot of people in this country who are tired of both the Democratic and Republican parties. In an AP interview earlier this year, he said he had hopes for future politics in the city.
I'm hoping the legacy will be us versus them politics in Detroit is over. That's what I'm hoping. And the neighborhoods are back. Population is growing. Violence is at a 60-year low.
The decision comes during a reckoning for Democrats in Michigan, one of a handful of swing states that helped propel then-presidential candidate Donald Trump to victory in November. Current Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, is term limited under state law. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The FBI is investigating reports of large drones flying in New Jersey, and they want the public's help. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.